I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 23rd. $500,000 from Quincy's snow and ice removal budget will be used to purchase personal protective equipment for Quincy's first responders. During their first ever teleconference special meeting on Friday, the Quincy City Council unanimously voted in favor of that request from Mayor Thomas Koch. The funds may also be used to purchase a tent that could be used as a drive-through coronavirus testing site if requested by the state. Money will also be used to pay overtime costs for personnel working extra hours because of the pandemic. Tonight's city council meeting has been canceled, and President Nina Liang says the April 6th council meeting will also likely be held via teleconference. There are currently 13 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy, with several dozen people self-monitoring themselves for signs of the illness. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch urges people to practice social distancing and good personal hygiene habits in an effort to curb the spread of the virus. Koch also reminds people to support local restaurants by ordering takeout and purchasing gift cards. Quincy school officials are urging students to utilize online resources to maintain their studies while schools are closed. A complete list of activities is available at quincypublicschools.com. Right now, Quincy schools are set to reopen on April 6th. However, officials say that may change. The last day of school, regardless of when school resumes, will be June 23rd. One traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 23rd.